Welcome back to NewsWorks Tonight. I'm Dave Heller. The nonprofit, nonpartisan political watchdog group Committee of 70 is gearing up once again to monitor potential problems in Philadelphia come Election Day. It's also preparing to welcome a new person at the helm. Joining me is new CEO and President David Thornburgh. Congratulations, and welcome back to NewsWorks Tonight.
Thank you, Dave.
Let's first focus on the election, November 4th. What will Committee of 70 be doing out and about in the city?
Well, as we have forever, we'll be putting field troops out to monitor the conduct of elections. I mean, this has always been a rock-solid value of ours, that we want to pay attention to how elections are conducted and make sure that everybody's getting a fair shot, everybody's playing by the same rules. So we will be there in force on November 4th.
Established way back in 1904 for the express purpose of, quote, combating corruption in Philadelphia, though that role has greatly expanded, primarily under the guidance of your former colleague, Zach Stahlberg.
Yep. Zach brought a great breath of fresh air to the organization. I think he and I saw the role of 70 in a more expansive sense, that in addition to trying to keep bad things from happening, I think we're looking to figure out ways to make more good things happen, to engage more people in the process, to continue to add transparency to the process of electing officials, of funding campaigns, of looking at the way government works. I think this is a really critical fulcrum point that the city's in right now, and that'll be a big part of our agenda under my leadership. Organizations like the Committee of 70 operate in a space that I call civic entrepreneurship. We're decidedly nonpartisan. We call them as we see them. We're looking to bring good people together to make good things happen. And entrepreneurship is a sense of opportunity. What are the opportunities that we can bring to Philadelphia and our political process and political culture that'll leave us all better off in the future?
Is that focus primarily and exclusively Philadelphia, or does it expand to either the collar counties or even beyond to Harrisburg?
I think the two most significant governments for Philadelphia and the region are the city of Philadelphia and the state of Pennsylvania. And I see that's where our focus will be. And part of that is maybe playing an honest broker between the forces in Harrisburg and those in Philadelphia. Part of it is just developing some more, let's say, cultural understanding, the interconnectedness and the interrelationships between Philadelphia and the rest of the state, really.
Thornburgh is obviously a name known in Harrisburg. Your dad was the first Republican to serve two terms when the state law changed in 68. I believe he served from 79 to 87.
Yep.
Has politics in Harrisburg changed greatly since your father's time in office?
Oh, I think it hasn't. I mean, the easy thing to say is that the sort of social media explosion and the immediacy of communication has changed a lot. But the state's still the state. It's a very complicated state. It's a great state with great people, two great cities and a lot of great smaller cities and towns. Being the governor is a really difficult job. But, you know, from my vantage point, I just want to make sure that Philadelphia is well represented, well respected, and that maybe our reputation around the state continues to grow, and particularly in the way we approach politics and government and elections.
As such, in the future, are you working at cross purposes or with Common Cause Pennsylvania?
Well, I always like the line about politics: there are no permanent friends, no permanent enemies, only permanent interests. So, and I think that suits an organization like the Committee of 70. You sort of figure out where you and your board leadership and maybe your civic partners want to be, and then you look for other allies, and that could change from interest to interest.
Let's come back to Philadelphia. Chris Cetullo, WHYY's Vice President for News and Civic Dialogues, Center Square essay this week focused on the plight of millennials who came here with high hopes and, by his account, are greatly disillusioned over the course of, if not city schools, city government. How can they be redirected?
This is a great concern to me. We've got to make sure that there's a fertile kind of cross-hatching of this civic energy that possesses them with, you know, this $4.5 billion city government and this $2 billion school district, and that We don't see this as an either or, but a both. Question is, how can we harness that energy? How can we bring that into the larger playing field for our collective benefit?
Congratulations again, and thanks for joining us on NewsWorks tonight.
Thanks.
David Thornburg, newly named president and CEO of Committee of 70.